Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Reflective Aesthetic. I am Andrew Huntington for the next hour and a half to have a little fun here. And, we have some crazy stuff we're jumping into here tonight, guys. Crazy time at the Moron Madness Finals. I'm telling you what, we thought we were going to see an epic showdown, and by God, we saw the ultimate battle of any type of history you've ever seen in life. This made, like, the Battle of Carthage look like nothing, because it was just insane, completely insane. We had some unexpected guests. I don't know how they crashed the party. They came crashing the party, and they crashed it hard, crashed it real hard. Hans and I sat down. We had a little time today. We got to do a couple of skits for you guys tonight, so we'll be playing them for you. But as always, this wouldn't be the Reflective Aesthetic without my partner in crime, Hans Downey. How you doing tonight, brother?
Well, I'm doing pretty well here, pretty well. Running around like crazy. It's been a hectic past month or so. But getting everything kind of calmed down now, getting in the flow of things a little bit better. So know where I stand, know where we stand, and a lot better as far as knowing what we got to do to produce the show.
Okay.
So a lot better tonight. We've got a lot of stuff to do tonight. I mean, we've got a ton of topics, ton of subjects, but I want you guys to call in. 310-634-1952. Call in, push number one, talk to us. If you want to be in any kind of battle with anyone else, you just call in and just, let's do it. We'll give you a 10-minute little battle session going on. If you just want a shit-talking battle, go for it. If you want a rap battle, go for it. Whatever you want. 10-minute session, it's yours. Call in 310-634-1952. Andrew, what do we got on the ticket tonight?
Well, we got to jump right into the Moron Madness here, Hans. I will go ahead and let you prepare the sound clips for what we saw there. But it was insane. I mean, we saw it. We were going to see some epic battles. The Titanic moved on, and we were going to take on the Notebook. And as this match was ensuing, let me tell you, it was a battle royale. I mean, obviously, you had two of the shittiest movies just competing against each other for the title of the shittiest movie to move on in the final four. I can't even tell you what happened here. It was just like a bomb got dropped there. The crowd went wild, and all you started hearing was just the insaneness of the Macho Man, Randy Savage, as he entered the building. And I'm telling you, he entered this building with flair. This wasn't no fucking little run-of-the-mill, I'm coming down to have a little fight right here. Randy Savage's music kicked right on. He went in there, and he elbow-smashed the fuck out of Titanic. And then he fucking put body-slammed the Notebook on top of the Titanic and hit them both with a flying elbow-smash and then snapped into a fucking Slim Jim. When he officially destroyed two of the worst things you've ever saw, it was almost impossible. I couldn't believe that we were actually going to see, the Macho Man Randy Savage snap into a Slim Jim. And then he started playing his own song. Now, I'm telling you guys, if you've ever watched wrestling or seen a Slim Jim commercial, and if you don't know who the Macho Man Randy Savage is, he's that guy that pretty much has a big jacket on that has a bunch of fucking bangles on it and shit, wears glasses that say Macho Man, and he talks like, "Oh, yeah, brother!" Kind of like that. So I'm going to go ahead and let you hear the song. He started dropping. It was the rap song, and it's called, let me see what it's called here. I can't even see what it's called. I think it's called Be a Man, actually. Be a Man.
I'm
Now, I really hope out there in listening land that you guys can actually hear that. If not, please, I hope you're sitting around. Maybe you got a computer by your laptop. Maybe you have one of your fancy internet phones. Just go ahead and go to YouTube and go ahead and look up the Macho Man Randy Savage singing his song to Hulk Hogan, Be a Man. Basically, he was calling the Hulkster out. He was calling the Hulkster out hard. And Hulk showed. Hulk came, and when Hulk came, let me tell you this, he didn't come like a pussy. You know, he came because Macho Man Randy Savage lost to Spider-Man. If you remember the first Spider-Man kicked his ass. He didn't kick Hulk Hogan's ass. Hulk Hogan came in and gave Spider-Man the big boot, fucking dropped the big leg on Twilight and knocked him completely out of the competition. And we had a battle of the superpowers right there in front of us. It was 1985 all over again. I was waiting for Miss Elizabeth to walk down the aisle. These two battled out, and it was looking bad. And Hulk was going down. But Hulk had that power that Hulk always has at the end. And he starts shaking his head, looks around the crowd, and Macho Man starts hitting him. And Hulk gives him the finger. Hulk gives him the finger, and this is what he goes ahead and says. I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac by Hulk Hogan, guys. I'm telling you what. As soon as that happened, he could have called Hacksaw Jim Duggan out of the back, and they could have tag-teamed Randy Savage. They blew Randy Savage right out of the water with that. It was insane. But right when you think that it's not going to get any worse, that nothing in the face of this world is going to come along and destroy him, nothing at all, we get the Hedgehog, Ron fucking Jeremy, the Hedgehog, comes in with his fucking 10-inch cock and 5'2" stature. And he starts tearing Hulk a new asshole. I mean, Hulk's tough. I mean, we've seen Hulk take on Yokozuna. Hulk Hogan, I think he's taking on the devil. And Hulk Hogan's won. You can't stop the Hulkster. But we found something that did stop the Hulkster. And that was Ron Jeremy singing his little rap song here. Guys, that was Ron Jeremy. And in case you're a fresh listener out there, hopefully you're 18, and you don't know who Ron Jeremy is, I've never actually seen a porn with Ron Jeremy in it, just based on the fucking fact that I would never want to see that man having sex with anything, ever. I would not even want to watch fucking this guy bang the hottest chick in the world. And if I had to watch and I got a banger second, I still wouldn't want to watch Ron Jeremy in a fucking porno. I can't stand seeing any of that bullshit. It's like, oh, yeah, grow your cock like Ron Jeremy. You see that shit on TV? It's not cool. It's not cool at all. But when the Hedgehog strolled through, he came through and he came tough. He was fucking some shit up. It was almost basically a destruction. I don't even know what happened. I mean, Hulk Hogan's Hulk. I mean, he put a new T-shirt on, he ripped it out, and he was destroying people. But then I'm going to have to let Hans give the play-by-play right now, because we had someone come in after the Hedgehog had already destroyed, fucking eviscerated Hulk Hogan. We had a new challenger. Hans, I need to tell him about this new challenger.
So this new challenger is just, this is amazing. I didn't even know this guy fucking did this, to be honest with you. But when he did, he comes badass. If you guys got to hear this. This guy comes fucking badass. You just don't fuck with this guy. I didn't know that he was a 16-year-old battle rapper, but he is. He is a 60-year-old battle rapper. His name, Joe Pesci. Ready? Here it is. I'm That's right. Joe fucking Pesci did a rap song where he decided to sound like Biggie or something like that on this hard school Bronx, New York shit. These guys have made the worst songs or anything ever. The worst thing ever. Hulkamaniacs is probably the worst of all of them. Rod Jeremy's The Video is probably the worst out of all of them. Yes. If you've got to watch the video, go to YouTube.com, type in Ron Jeremy Rap, and it's you'll see it. It's the corniest, cheesiest shit you've ever seen. Joe Pesci's is surprisingly put together the best out of all of them. Like, where you would believe it, because he just looks like a mobster. He just plays one of his acting roles. But he raps really shitty. And Randy Savage's is kind of sad, because he's really, like, trying, like, really hard. Hulk did it in the 80s, and it just looked cheeseball. It was just like, wow, this is fucking cheeseball, dude. This is going to be gay. And it is. But, you know, out of all of them, the worst song is the Hulkamaniac one. That's the worst song that there is out of all of them. I mean, he didn't even try. I mean, holy shit, that was the worst, worthless piece of shit I've ever heard in my life. And every time I hear it, I laugh.
You know, there was it was quite a battle royale. And I truly believe, based on the quality of the Hedgehog's video and Hulk Hogan's, the Hedgehog whipped it out. He's like, Hulk, I got 10 inches. What are you going to do, brother? You know what Hulk did. He turned to him. He said, what are you going to do when the 24-inch pythons and Hulkamania run wild on you? And by all means, everybody, you need to look it up. Go to YouTube, type it in. Hulk Hogan rapping. This song will make you, it will make you laugh. It might actually make you cry, because it's maybe in a comedic work of art, it's a masterpiece, but by no means is its actual presentation of a real video and worth actually fucking paying attention to and listening to. I mean, it's just the same rhetoric you heard on WWE Saturday mornings all the time when Hulk was telling you to take his vitamins. So, by all means, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that as these newcomers came in and destroyed the present competition that were all championship quality, Hulkamania lives on. You've had Thunder in Paradise. You've been a suburban commando. You have been a ballerina in one movie, and you had your ass kicked by the Three Ninjas. Hulk Hogan, you by far are probably the greatest wrestler of all time and simultaneously the worst actor / musician / superstar. Hulk Hogan, you are officially the 2011 Moron Madness winner.
Agreed. He got famous enough of You Got It, Brother, and
ripping his t-shirt off. He got famous because
he fought the
Iranian guy.
Oh, yeah, the fucking
stalker.
Shit. Yeah, the Iron Head or whatever.
The Iron
Sheik. That's what it was. The Iron Sheik, and he beat the Iron Sheik. This is all wrestling, of course, and it's all rigged. But hey, he got a really good tape for this stuff after that, which was cool. But honestly, that really pisses me off. I'm just going to throw this in really, really quick. So, you know, if anybody has kids out there and they're watching cartoons on the internet, you know, you put on a cartoon for them or something on the internet, quit showing fucking iPhone 4 commercials, okay? The kids are between 2 and 5 years old if you're watching cartoons. iPhone 4? I don't think they're going to come up and say, Dad, iPhone 4. Every fucking 2 minutes, a 30-second ad for the iPhone 4 comes up. I don't give a flying fuck. I want to break it. If I see an iPhone 4 in the store, I'm going to fucking throw it against the ground and say, fuck you, iPhone 4. I'm never going to buy you ever. I'm going to write Apple and tell them to go fuck themselves. Fuck you, Steve Jobs. Fuck.
Shit.
So moving on here. The end of Jersey Shore, how sad it is.
What a fucking glorious day. We have the Hulkster win the tournament, and now the end of the Jersey Shore.
That's true. The worst situation, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll do diet books. Or maybe he can come on the show. We'll give him a spot on the show, but we're not going to pay him shit.
I'll pay him to do my L. I mean, if he wants to go to my house to be my Italian houseboy,
yeah.
I'll pay him to do my L.
Yeah.
Maybe he can do the GT by himself.
Yeah. Then he can GTF himself in the fucking laundry room. Fuck him. But no, it's going to be the end of the show, the last series. I mean, I guess they figured these guys are approaching 40 years old, so it's kind of fucking not cool anymore to all live together. Kind of fucking lame after a while. I mean, it's a premise. It's just like every other reality show they've ever done, Real World, Road Rules, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But these are all Italian. Ooh. And the difference is, how did you get 4 years on the air? I don't know. I don't know. Amazingly.
That show's been on for fucking 4 years. That's impossible. It's been on for 3 years? No, it's maybe it's had like 4 seasons, but like MTV does those crazy seasons where it's like they'll show you like 4 months worth of it, and that's a season, and they show you another 4 months of that season, too. So fuck MTV. But know what? The end of the Jersey Shore. So for all, hopefully I'm not going to include everybody that actually is semi-intelligent that watches the Jersey Shore, but if you watch the Jersey Shore and you are actually going to be depressed that you're not going to fucking see the situation banging trannies and him fucking talking about doing his laundry and tanning and how everything's a fucking situation, looking at Snooki's little fucking rat-ass looking piece of shit motherfucking face, watching that big fucking transvestite walk around with her fake-ass tits and her fucking ugly face. I don't even know why everyone thinks that chick is hot. I would fucking, if I saw J-Wow and she was on fire, I'd stomp her face with cleats. And then I'd throw manure on him and stomp her one more time to make sure it was fucking working. And you know what? She probably would look a whole lot fucking better then, because I'm going to have to look at her face and I just look at her big fucking rack until I looked at her gigantic cock and I was like, oh, this is not a fucking good deal.
She'd make a train take a dirt road.
Oh, yeah, she definitely would make a train take a fucking dirt road. But the end of the Jersey Shore, man, that is glorious days. I'm sure there's going to be another one. By all means, it's MTV. I guess people are into the Guido lifestyle of, you know, V-neck t-shirts and glittery pants. Yeah, you know, it's all bad. You know, let's have some spiky hair. Let's go out and, you know, fuck that. I'm, you know, thank God. TV, I'm glad you're getting rid of the Jersey Shore. I'm glad these kids can now go ahead and start watching other stuff like Bridalplasty or lose weight before the date so they can get fucking... Have you seen that one? I was flipping through the channels the other day, and I saw there's actually a reality TV show where they take fat couples and make them lose weight, and whoever couple does the best at losing weight gets their dream wedding.
Wow.
So not only are you getting free personal training and getting put on TV, but now you get to have a free wedding.
Cool.
Awesome. So what advantages do you have in this country being normal? Exactly. You have
can't get on the TV.
No, we can't get on the TV because we're fucking normal. We get some people to listen to us, and that's about fucking it. That's about as unnormal as we're going to be because we do this shit. We'll never be anything because of that. We're not going to be anything fucking fancy because we're not fat. Maybe if we stay in the Southwest long enough, we can have our own, we'll have our own minority show going on.
That's
if we stay out here long enough.
Yeah,
we can do that, and then we can just, you know, we can call it the, White People in Apple Valley show. And it would probably be entertaining because we would get along and be like Clint Eastwood's Old West or something like that. It'd be like New Mexico.
It would be like U.S. to, 310 to Yuma or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, we got to get down to the fucking gas station to get water before the fucking posse comes and kills us. But that's good. Jersey Shore is gone and out of the way. I'm glad. I'm glad to see it gone. Uh-oh.
Absolutely. And something that really made me mad this week, too, that I saw was I really want to sit here and piss and fucking moan for a minute about education in America. I really, really have a lot of doubt in the system. Higher education is nothing but a fucking mass scheme to make money for profit. And you teach the same stuff that it seems like you probably would be learning in fucking regular college if I was still sitting down at a university getting my undergraduate work. It still seems like it's the same work. The only thing is they help, you know, in higher education they, like, make you do a whole bunch of free work so you can actually go learn how to do your job. So basically, you pay them a lot of money to be an apprentice, which you could do if you went to the fucking union. You could apprentice for 4 years and then come out making decent cash. I mean, by no means, if you're in a professional degree, you can make some decent cash, but this fucking ridiculous system in America is dumb, and I do not understand why kids are getting stupider. It's baffling to me. I have no answer to understand why these kids are getting dumber and dumber. I mean, you have all this technology available to you. I mean, you ask a kid. I mean, I'm 28 years old, so by no means am I an ancient old man, but if you ask a 16, 15-year-old to go to the library and use the fucking Dewey Decimal System and get an index card and find a book, they're going to look at you like you're fucking crazy. They're going to be like, why the fuck would I do that when I have Google Earth right here and I can look at any book on the planet with it? They don't give a fucking flying shit about anything. Kids today, I think kids today are just fucking lazy. They're horribly lazy. They don't fucking go to school. They fake shit. Their parents don't give a fucking two rat's ass because every parent has to work two jobs in this fucking economy right now, and kids are just running amok. You know, there's no money pumped into an education system. Why waste your time? You should be able to learn every fucking thing you learn in grades 1 through 12 in 6 years. By all means, you should be able to learn by the time you get to high school. I'll be in high school 8 years. We'll give you that. 8 years before you get into high school. When you go to high school, you should be going in and doing college work, is my firm belief. If you haven't learned enough shit by eighth grade to not be able to fucking start understanding broader concepts, then, I mean, by all means, start with your remedials, 101s, your freshman year. But by the time you graduate, if you didn't have a bachelor's degree and a focus of study that you'd like to do, how much better would this fucking country be? We'd be more educated, so that means we're going to have fucking better people working at jobs. You know, why when you go to a fucking, when you go through a drive-thru, maybe it's just me, but every time I go through a fucking drive-thru, I tell someone specifically on my hamburger, I would like onions, mustard, and ketchup. And you know what I get? Pickles, fucking tomatoes, and jizz all over my fucking hamburger because these motherfuckers can't recognize a button that says tomato and no. Maybe it needs to be in fucking the big letters. Maybe it should be a big red stop sign, like stop tomatoes or something like that. And maybe they should actually have like a fucking automated computer system that does inform that they can, like maybe that should just listen to me. I would like this computer. Can you order this for me? Yes, sir. You would like this. And I'd be so much happy because a fucking idiot is being replaced by technology. But
well, that's not the problem. The problem is that you need something that translates the English on one side when the user puts it in, and he needs to translate it to Spanish on the back end for the cook, so that way he knows, like, you know.
I would like a hamburger with cheese. I'd like a cheeseburger.
One hamburger in the con queso. Exactly. Then it has to translate it to that, and then they would get it right every time. But that's what the problem is that I think the English user puts it in correctly, and the Spanish user just can't read the English, and then, you get a fucked up order.
It happens. But education is just, I don't know. It's something that, I mean, I pride myself on. When I have children, I'm going to pride them on getting an education. It's something I feel that's important because then you're not stupid and people can't take advantage of you, first of all, which is pleasantly nice because people try to fucking pour shit all over on you thinking, oh, this guy's coming to me because he can't fix his car. I'm going to start telling them that, his fucking, your computer actually has a RAM drive processor in there that's busted. And you know what? If you tell a fucking idiot that, they're going to fucking go home and tell everybody, like, oh, yeah, this is what the guy said. But if you tell someone who's actually smart enough to pay attention for 5 seconds and knows at least enough about everything to make some generalized, pretty common statements, then you're going to be okay because you're not going to get ripped off by fucking shiesty motherfuckers like that. So education system in America, you need to be revamped. Something needs to happen. We need to start putting an importance on this. It's sad that in Western culture over here that we put no pride in our intelligence. But you have people like, and unfortunately, I'm sure the Japanese are still going to school, no matter what, how many earthquakes hit them over there. But they pride themselves on education over there. So, you understand, people wonder why America's in decline, in moral decline. Well, you start taking away from intelligence from people, they start becoming animals. They start becoming hedonistic beasts that are just capable of following their own drives and instincts versus their actual logic and moral thought. So, America, this is an early fuck-off, but education in America, fuck-off. You're just dumb. You're a piece of shit. You need to be replaced somehow, some way. Next president really needs to fix this stuff. With Obama, he doesn't look like he really gives a shit about kids going to school. I mean, at least Bill Clinton used to come with Arnold Schwarzenegger to school and be like, oh, Arnold wants you to get in shape. At least the president did something with education. Not anymore. It's sad.
He cares about the Final Four.
He does care about the Final Four. He cares about the Super Bowl, too. That's the kind of president we have. We have every man for president, not a fucking president.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues that need to be fixed. Education system, obviously one of them. Probably the most piss-poor excuse for an education I've ever seen. Like, we have to give kids an education because we are getting tax dollars, so let's just slap them together with whatever. And then hopefully their parents make enough money to send them to college, and if they don't, well, then they'll probably be fucked for 20 years till they can find out what to do. And it pays to be a blatant, dumb fucking retard so that way you can get on these reality TV shows on MTV, or you can fucking, you can just do stupid shit. It's just ridiculous, and it needs totally revamped as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it looks like we're good half hour deep into the show right now. Guys, if you want to call in, the phone number is 310-634-1952. We would love to hear from you guys. I'm going to go ahead and see here if we actually got all our stuff loaded up here the way it's supposed to. And it's looking like we might not have that going, so you might have to hear me ramble on here for another minute while we actually fix this and get it to load. Which is always the fun part, because good old Blog Talk never loads the stuff when we try to load it. So, anyways, we as I'm trying to load this skit for you, I'll tell you a little bit more about what's coming up right now. We do have, after the skit, we have a nice spirited round of asshole, douchebag, or retard. We love you guys to call in for that. It's always fun. It's a blast listening to who you guys think and other people you like to throw out that we can talk a little shit about. But here we go. The skit got loaded. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you guys. It's a new product that's coming out soon.
Hey, guys. Stanley Dickhouse here. First, there was Atkins. then South Beach, Lapman, SlimRx. We'll throw all those pills away. Throw it all to the side. You don't need them. Why? I'm here to tell you about a great, guaranteed way you're going to lose weight and you're going to feel great. Summer's coming up. You don't want to be around the bus. You don't want to be missing it. 1 teaspoon, 3 times a day, that's all it takes. It's hydroxynut. That's right, I said hydroxynut. Specially biologically proven to make you lose weight. High in protein, this salty solution slides right down your hatch. With the warmth of goo and stew, guys, it's just for you. Thousands of celebrities and people just like you are already on board, so what are you waiting for? Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, Clay Aiken, Hulk Hogan, and now you can lose weight too, just like them, with Hydroxynut. Hydroxynut 1000 is now available in Bukkake form. That's right, Bukkake form, from a swarm of 1,000 angry Chinamen. It comes right to you, gets you lean and mean in half the time. So drink up, big boys. Don't believe me? Just listen to a couple of these testimonials right here. Clay, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, man. I totally love Hydroxynut. I love the way it makes me feel. It gets me amped, and my workouts are always the best after I swallow a load of that.
That's right. Brooke, you're on the air. Florida, what's going on?
The way it slides down my throat is just surprisingly tantalizing, and I love drinking it straight from the bottle.
Oh, and look at this. Mike from Jersey Shore. What's up, Mike?
Not much, man. You know, the best part about Hydroxynut is that it stays in your system, and when I squirt it out my ass, I can recycle that stuff, and that's what I call a situation.
So call now and order Hydroxycut. What are you waiting for? Bukkake upgrade is yours totally free right now, but that's only if you call right now. We can't do this all day, guys. Come on, get on board. Call right now. Don't wait another minute. Try Hydroxynut now. Hydroxynut. Open up and say,
we're back. One of the newest products coming out, Hydroxynut.
Right.
It's another weight loss thing. Because if you turn on the TV, honestly, you'll see a commercial for a weight loss thing. I guarantee you, one out of every five is going to be 20% are going to be lose weight or this program to lose weight. In commercials at night, 80% is lose weight, look great, all this shit like that. It's just crazy though. I mean, we have all these solutions. We wanted to fatten everybody up. Now we're like, holy shit, we fattened them up way too much. And we can't become cannibals, so we need to get these fuckers a little bit thinner again. Because it's everybody's too fucking fat. But whose fault is it when you have 50 McDonald's, 19 fucking, you know, Burger King's right next door? It's just bullshit. It's really hard to stay, you know, in shape and everything. So we're going to go into asshole, douchebag, or retard right now. And I'm going to go ahead and throw out somebody, and if you guys want to comment, feel free to join in. I'm going to go with Dane Cook for asshole, douchebag, or retard. And I'm going to have to go with this guy's a douchebag. He's not funny, not by any means. I think he had one funny comedian stand-up thing, and the whole thing wasn't funny. It was only like 5 minutes of it. So I'm going to have to go douchebag. Big-time douchebag. Piece of shit. I just don't find him funny at all. And everything, oh, Dane fucking Cook, I can't wait to get there because I just want to blow him. He's so fucking hilarious. No, he's not. Nope. Not funny. Not at all. I don't laugh at all. He's kind of like Friends, the show Friends. Everybody who's obsessed with the show Friends, oh, fucking, it's so hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you sit down and watch it when it's fucking stupid. It's stupid. It's a whole bunch of fucking guys sitting around talking and they're all in one apartment. It's fucking lame. Just like Dane Cook's thing. He's just sitting up there talking about regular stuff. He's fucking lame. Dane Cook, douchebag.
I'm going to have to go ahead and second that notion, but I'm also going to have to add the tag of retard, because Dane Cook, he really isn't fucking funny. He's not funny. You know, the last person who was actually funny that tried to shout their whole routine was Sam Kinison. That guy was funny. Dane Cook, he's not. He's a fucking, I don't even know where he's from. Isn't he from, like, Boston or something like that? Yeah. Dane Cook is a fucking piece of shit. I could wipe my ass and hand him a fucking piece of toilet paper with shit on it. And you know what? As long as he says, "There's shit on the toilet paper!" Everyone's going to fucking laugh at him. I hate Dane Cook. He is not a comedian by no means. If you like Dane Cook, I'm sorry. You may want to actually question your own sanity and your own life, because you might want to rethink living, because Dane Cook is not funny. Feel free to call in 310-634-1952. Maybe you could convince Hans and I that you think Dane Cook is funny, and then maybe we'll convince you that having sex with your father is not as bad as you think it is either. So moving on to the next asshole, retarder, douchebag here. This one might piss a little people. This one might piss some people off. This one's going to be tough. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is getting thrown out there into this realm of asshole, retard, or douchebag. And I'm going to have to call Chuck Norris an asshole. I think Chuck Norris is an asshole because he's so fucking fantastic. He has a beard that has inspired me to have my beard. And you know what I mean? Chuck Norris is an asshole. He is the epitome of what the greatness of men could be. No one can kill Chuck Norris. He will destroy anybody and anything he wants to do. You just tell Chuck Norris, hey, Chuck Norris, you know what I bet you I can do? And you could be a chick. Chuck, you get a chick to walk up to Chuck Norris and be like, Chuck, I can do something you can't. I can have a baby. Chuck will fucking drop her with a bicycle kick to her face, and then he will squeeze the baby out of his ass, hand it to her and say, I'm Chuck fucking Norris, bitch. This is what happens. This is why I'm so great. But because he's so great, that makes him an asshole because he thinks he's better than everybody. So, Chuck Norris, you want to come down here to the Reflective Aesthetic? That's fine. We'll take you on. We've been using the Total Gym. We know what it's all about. We've been, my good old buddy here, Hans, he drinks his Mountain Dew. So if you can try to take a Mountain Dew from him, you are pretty impressive, because that'd be an intense fight right there. So Chuck Norris, you're an asshole.
Yep, Chuck Norris. I don't know which. I guess he'd be an asshole, but I mean, I really think he got all this publicity because his career is such so much cock. I really do. I think it's one of those things. Is like, who can we make fun of? Like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, you know, we can make fun of someone's whole entire career and just be like, wow, look how lame it was. Like, he was in the thing with Bruce Lee, and that was Kick-Ass. And then after that, he was in, like, Sidekicks and a whole bunch of other dumb
Delta Force
and dumb shit.
Missing that shit.
And it was just like, okay, Chuck Norris, if you look at all the movies he's made, it's pretty shitty. But he did start people in American karate. He is 70 years old. He's 70. He doesn't look like it, but the motherfucker's 70. So he has to be an asshole because of the fact that he started American karate. No, Chuck Norris didn't start American karate. He was just the first movie star, and then everybody wanted to do karate because Chuck Norris could fucking roundhouse kick. And that was his movie used every time. It didn't matter. Fuck, if somebody was coming out with a knife, he would turn his back on him and do a roundhouse kick. Coming at you with a gun, doesn't matter. Roundhouse kick. Not even to look at you. You could shoot me when I'm turning around.
Kick the bullet.
No, it doesn't matter. Roundhouse kick works every time to the midsection or to the face if you're Chuck Norris. So, I mean, Chuck Norris, he probably should have been in the Karate Kid, and he should have been the mentor instead of Jackie Chan, and then they should have got some, Will Smith kid, this little skinny noodle kid that somebody would just flip over and break his back into, like, okay, I'm done doing karate now, and I'm going to break you in half, so you're done.
The best part about the Karate Kid was the old one was waxed off,
yes.
But Jackie Chan made him keep taking his jacket off,
mm-hmm.
So it was jacket on. Jacket off.
Nice. Yes. See, that is good. Jacket on, jacket off. Come on, jacket off. Now jacket off. That is funny. I didn't ever think of that, but it is jacket on, jacket off.
Jacket on, jacket off. Every time I masturbate, I'm gonna start saying I'm jacket on.
Jacket on, jacket off. Jacket on, jacket off. Write Jackie Chan and tell him that. Jacket off right now.
Like super common.
Oh man. So moving on to the next person. I'm gonna go with Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner is all three of these things combined. He's a retard because all he did was think that it'd be really cool to have naked chicks in a magazine. Every guy in the world has thought of that since the beginning of time, so don't give me that shit. He's a douchebag because he has all this money and chicks want to bang him just because he has money, and he doesn't realize that he's such a douchebag that no chick would really bang that fucking dumb motherfucker if he was just a regular guy off the street. And he's an asshole because he was the first guy who really plummeted away and said, I want naked chicks in a magazine. And now, well, guess what? His magazine fucking blows a fat cock. I'm not going to look at it, you know, just to see a couple naked chicks. Well, the internet ruined his whole entire magazine company, and he had to come out with smut just like everyone else. Just like he was down on Larry Flint. Oh, your penthouse is disgusting and shows sex. Well, guess what? You show now sex because it sells, motherfucker. Piece of shit.
You know, I'm definitely have to agree with you somewhat there. I'm gonna have to take off the retard tag though, because I wish I would have had the idea to put fucking naked chicks in a magazine. That would have been fantastic. I would be filthy rich, and there would be naked bitches everywhere around me, everywhere. But I will second the asshole and douchebag, because you know what? This guy is 70 years old, and he is not sharing any of the fucking love at all. He is by far hogging all the fucking punani to himself. And he's not just hogging fucking, like, this is your local town and the hot chick that works at Dairy Queen is banging this piece of shit. No, This is Hugh Hefner banging fucking Mrs. January through fucking December for the last 50 years. That makes him a fucking douchebag. That makes, you know, obviously, man, and this must be jealousy rearing its ugly face, but you are fucking old. Your dick probably doesn't even work, and you fucking, you should just want companionship. You should want someone that's going to sit there and put you in your fucking walker and let you go down and get you new tennis balls for it every time it fucking falls and breaks. But you know what? You're just an asshole. You're an asshole because you get to bang all these hot chicks, and you're filthy rich, and you have this mansion full of just naked women everywhere, and you make a shit ton of money off a fucking bunny head everywhere. So, Hugh Hefner, to me, you are an asshole and a douchebag. To Hans, you're all three, buddy. You're all three. And if you guys have anything to say, 310-634-1952. We'd love to hear it from you. Press 1. Our next one, this one might be almost as controversial as Chuck Norris. I'm sure we'll see what happens. Hans had to step out real quick, but we'll see how he interprets this one upon arrival. But just because I had to do it, because I'm a button pusher, I had to throw this name in there for the asshole, douchebag, or retard. And here it comes, people. If you have an opinion on this, I'd love to hear it from you because it's going to be awesome. 310-634-1952. Press 1. And this person is Jesus Christ. Ooh, I feel the ground shaking beneath my feet right now. But I'm going to go ahead and just say that Jesus Christ was an asshole. And this is why Jesus was an asshole. You know, there's this whole story of religion and he came down. You know what? Jesus was perfect. And now we have to be judged by Jesus standards. So our whole Western culture is based upon the standards of this is what Jesus Christ said. And now here we are. Right now, and I'm going to be screwed when Judgment Day comes because of what I'm basically saying right now. It's not fair, you know. I can't be Jesus. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to walk on fucking water. I'm not going to heal the sick. I'm not going to fucking heal the blind. I'm not going to raise people from the fucking dead. I'm not going to die on a cross for everyone's sins. I'm sorry. Fuck everyone else. I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I'm selfish, and I have no problem admitting that I'm selfish. But, Jesus Christ, you know what? Jesus Christ, you're an asshole. You know, that, you say that figuratively, and we're saying it literally. And in my opinion, you know, Jesus Christ, you're gonna go in an asshole in my book. And Hans still hasn't come back from his wonderful trip. We unfortunately have a lot of technical difficulties going on right now at Space 19. Lots of shit just is going wrong, unfortunately. So, and, you know, it's making us tough to produce the show. We actually had 5 skits ready to go tonight, but we didn't have enough time to record just due to various issues. So we do apologize for that. But in spirit of keeping the game going here, I will inform him of the choices he can vote on when he gets back. But I'm going to go ahead and throw another one out there, and that's going to be Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler. I'm going to go ahead and say that he is an asshole, a douchebag, and a retard. And these are the reasons. Obviously, we don't need to go into a drastic history lesson to realize that Adolf Hitler was an asshole. There's something called the Holocaust, and that definitely makes him a gigantic asshole for doing that. He's a douchebag because he basically gave white people the worst name possible that you could ever have. I happen to be a white person. I happen to have blonde hair, and I happen to have blue eyes. And I happen to get stared at like I'm a fucking racist a lot because of those qualities I have in myself. You know, I'm not part of the Third Reich. I don't got fucking SS's. I'm not part of the crazy 88. I'm not doing any of that crazy shit. I'm just chilling, minding my business, being a fucking guy in the world. But, you know, people come along, and then I have to be a white guy in the world, and I also have to be fucking the guy with blue eyes, and then I have to be the guy with blonde hair. It makes it tough. So because of that, you're a fucking douchebag, Hitler. And retarded. I mean, really, retarded. Do you really think you're gonna fuck with America and we're not gonna destroy you? I mean, maybe that's the problem with the world nowadays is we have not fucked everybody up. Like, I mean, you would think that we bombed the fuck out of Iraq, destroyed it. You know, it's like ooh, it's Iraq. It's a bunch of fucking, you know, a bunch of guys living in, you know, ramshack houses. I mean, yeah, it's gonna have to come to the day where some people are gonna have to fucking step off to us, so we're gonna have to show them what's up again, so we can have fucking like Kim Jong Il on this motherfucker, and he could be put in there for retard douchebag or asshole. But I have to say, Hitler was definitely, he's not high on my list of people, you know, obviously for those reasons. So, he's a fun guy. He's definitely a fun guy. So, moving on, obviously it's turning into the Andrew Huntington show tonight, you know. It's kind of tougher. You got to do a double trouble with all these problems and Hans's wonderful technical expertise. It's going to have something to go. He'll be back in a minute, and we'll jump right back into asshole douchebag or retard. But we also want to talk about some other things. And I was kind of thinking about, you know, what are some radical ways you can change the world? And by radical, I mean, obviously, these are going to sound crazy. They are going to have no actual sense, no attachment to fucking reality and no means, because these are all impossibly, you know, let me rephrase this. Such a thing as impossible, but highly improbable that will ever happen. And one of my things I was thinking is, okay, we could salary cap the U.S., and that would be such a fucking benefit to this world, because there would be a lot of stuff that would be fixed because we can't fucking do certain things because of that. I mean, does fucking Bill Gates need to make $35 billion a year? No, Bill Gates does not need to make $35 billion fucking dollars a year. It would be a wonderful, wonderful idea and plan to sit there and say, okay, this is the max earnings you can make per year. Anything after that goes to the government. The government, in turn, is going to turn around and fucking start creating jobs, put it into the society, put it back in education, start fixing things. And you know what? America would probably run a whole lot better. You know, is that democracy? No, by no means, because you can't make an unlimited amount of money. I understand that. So this is why it makes it an untethered idea to reality. But in general, doing something like that's going to fix a lot of shit. You can help so many people. I mean, government aid does become a possibility again. So if people can't find jobs, people really need, you know, Section 8, really need welfare, that they can really get it. But then, you know, a lot of people are going to get off of it because there's jobs. And if people can get off and get jobs and make their own money, the government saves even more money. Sometimes I think radical ideas, you know, sometimes they could work. But listeners out there, I am joined again once again right now by the great Hans Downey. Fix some technical difficulties in there. Hans, while you were gone, and I was putting on the Andrew Huntington show, we went over the last few asshole douchebags or retards, so we got to get your comments on them. We'll go ahead and start you off with the one that was probably as controversial as Chuck Norris, and that was Jesus Christ. What do you think? I voted for Jesus Christ being an asshole, basically because Jesus came down and Jesus was perfect, and how are we supposed to be perfect? We're doomed to hell because we can't be perfect. That is not fair. So Jesus got an asshole vote in my book. I did tell the listeners out there that you were probably going to cringe in your stomach as you talked about this one, but you know what? You're on the hot spot. You stepped away from the show. Now you're back, and you have to jump right in the way we would do anybody on this show. Asshole, retard, or douchebag. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to have to go with none of the above. I don't know where we get any of that.
It's not the purpose of the game. The game is to say it. You have to call one of them.
I can't.
You have to.
He's needed none of these three things. I don't think he really... He didn't do anything wrong ever, so how could he fit into any of the categories?
Neither did Jane fucking Cook, but he did in the category.
He did something really wrong. He thought he was a funny comedian, and he's just... He thought he could win me over, and he just can't. He's Dan Cook. So I'm going to have to go with a quick skip. Who else did we have? Who else did we have that I missed? All right. And we had a small interruption. Yeah, it's Daddy Daycare over here, too, also at nighttime, to let people know. But it is Daddy Daycare. Who else did we have? Adolf Hitler on the list, too. I can't call him a retard because he did get 100 million people to kind of go with his idea. So he can't be a retard. Asshole, definitely, for killing people because they weren't white. And douchebag because, well, his name is synonymous with the word douchebag, just his name alone. So I'm going to have to go, he's definitely both an asshole, douchebag, mix. Ultimate asshole, ultimate douchebag. He's a piece of shit, for sure. And I like the idea of a salary cap in the U.S., but I would like to see the rich man, Bill Gates, go and live. He doesn't have to live in a project. He has to live in a house where a guy makes $35,000 a year. And the guy who gets $35,000 a year gets to make what he makes for 1 month. And they both have to survive off that income. And they have to do that for a whole quarterly thing. So then that way, maybe when these CEOs run their business, they're a little bit nicer to the people that work under them, not being just dicks.
No, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree. It would be an interesting concept to actually see a bunch of rich people get stuck in impoverished situations. I mean, rich people are a whole category unto themselves in this country. They control everything. I mean, they're going to elect who's the president. And by all means, people, when I'm talking about rich people, I'm not talking about, you know, your grandma and grandpa who saved up and have $300,000 sitting in the bank. I'm talking about the people that own fucking tobacco companies. I'm talking about the people that own big oil. I'm talking about the people that own the food distribution systems. And I'm talking about the people in religious control. All these people have money. And they control everything, regardless of you think you have a fucking vote or not, because your vote is great. It's a great idea because you're throwing it out there. And you know where your votes count? American Idol. That's where they fucking count. But for the most part, voting in this country, cool. So this is who the people like, but Big Tobacco really likes, they like fucking Joe Bob over there, because Joe Bob is going to make sure that they don't tax the shit out of them, and we're gonna pay for you to become president. You know, people get stoked. I don't care who you are. You're going to fucking, everyone has a sellout point where something's going to make them want to sell out. I am not above that. I am not going to sit here and preach hypocritically about this. I'm sure there's a eventual point where someone can offer me money, and it will shame my fucking dignity to do it, but I will still fucking do it, because that's just the way money rolls. It's green and it spins, and that's exactly what we fucking need. So everyone can do it, but even the President of the United States sells out to these big corporations, because these are the people that finance him, people that pay him, give him perks, pay for him to go on fucking trips. He doesn't really gonna go do shit because he's the President of the United States. He gets to do this because other people pay for everything for him to do. He gets a fucking free ride, and he's gonna go ahead and take care of it. And these rich people, while I'm trying to go back on subject, they don't know what it's like to be poor. I mean, they might. By all means, they might. That could have been a rag-to-riches story. But I highly doubt it. I really fucking highly doubt it. So before we jump into the know-nothing rant here, I will go ahead and play another skit for you guys right here. It's an awesome new workout, guaranteed to make you lose some weight. It's been a heavy weight loss day. We've seen some interesting things going on, but we're going to have some fun right here, right now. It's a wonderful new product from Gayo, so go ahead and take a listen real quick, and when we get back on, 310-634-1952, let us know.
Hey guys, this is Cedric Parker, spokesman for Gayo. Skinny white people, listen up. Are you tired of your girlfriend running off to fuck Trevon every time he gets out of jail? Well, look at yourself, Ralph Macchio. You're the anorexic version of the Olsen twins. No woman in their right mind would want your emaciated body on top of them. I know you're probably saying, fuck you, Cedric. I score mad pussy off World of Warcraft. Well, if you like fucking bitches who look like Shrek's mom, then turn the channel. But if you're still here, that means you're ready to look tougher than Danny Trejo. When you order Prison 90X, you're ordering a program that has been cultivated in an environment that warrants that X on the end. This comes straight from Pelican Bay, and when it arrives, you get a 6x6 box to work out in, 4 contractor bags to fill with water to get those biceps and shoulders ripped, crawl in your 6x6 and start doing push-ups all day long. Your kids have bunk beds? Perfect place for pull-ups. If you order today, you also get the complimentary How to Walk with a Limp Like Every Thug Fresh Out of Prison with your pants sagging DVD, a tattoo for daily use to wear under your eye, and let's not forget that do-rag. So order Prison 90X today and have that prison body that all sluts love. You may not have more than 6 inches, but at least you have a 6-pack. Steal her back from Trevon. Be wary, though, because once women go black, they become single parents. Prison 90X will be the best workout you ever had. And if it's not, I'll eat Trevon's cum out of your chick. No cash or money orders, and no BJs on delivery. Orders, and no BJs on delivery.
No, man, that was insane. That sounds like an insane workout right there. I might have to get myself a Prison 90X workout. I mean, a 6x6 box? That's awesome. A 6-pack? That makes me even happier. I am stoked on that whole idea right now. I definitely got to say it's been a good night, good time over here in the old Space 19 Productions. You know, we're still putting everything together over here. It's, you know, like Hans was telling you, you know, daddy daycare does make things a little tough every now and then. You know, you can't be as unedited as you like as children are running around you. I mean, we do have at least some morals. I mean, we say a lot of nasty shit and stuff like that, but we at least make sure we're not doing it in front of children. And I mean, if children are listening to this program, don't bother calling me, because that's a matter of your parenting versus my fucking free speech mouth. So people take responsibility for your children. I just got some news that we will be having a Ninja Rodeo Roundup near the end of the show, which will be awesome. We still got the fuck offs coming. We got the Know Nothing rant coming back strong. But I just thought that maybe before we go into the know-nothing rant, I was thinking that maybe you and I, Hans, let's talk about the history of sluts. That just sounds like a good idea. I mean, I'm not, like, throwing names out there like history of sluts, but,
oh,
you know, just, like, a general history of sluts. I mean, I will let you kick this off. Let's spark this idea up, like, we're about to create a whole new idea, like a whole new conceptual fucking thinking scheme. What do you think, Hans? History of sluts.
The history of sluts dates back almost to the beginning of time.
Oh, yes.
As soon as there were, I would probably say, 50 women, there were 25 of them were sluts. Now, I'm not saying that half of the women today are sluts, not by any means. But I'm saying that there's a lot of sluts, man. There's a shitload of sluts. And there always has been. I mean, I'm not going to say there's half. I mean, maybe there's only 10%. But those 10% are revved up and roaring, ladies. You're not out there like these sluts at the club every night just blow your house away. No, you're not. You're not out there advertising like they are. So their name is always in the press. It's slutty girl this. Don't believe me? Turn on Jersey Shore. How many sluts you got living in one house? 1, 2, 3, 4. Count them up. Road rules, count them up. And you could say, oh, well, guys are sluts too. Okay, well, it's a different meaning, okay? Because you are the penetratee, not the penetrator, okay? You know, it's just a little bit different. If you throw a rock into a fence, yeah, whatever, nothing happens that bad. But if you throw a pretty big rock down a hole, guess what? The hole gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Until finally you don't see the rocks anymore. It's not cool. Rock can always go in the hole, but you just don't know where it ends up.
Definitely. The history of sluts, you know, I agree that it's going to go back to definitely early in time. And, you know, from the first time a man had something a woman wanted was the first time a man got pussy for what he had in his hands. And I'm a firm believer of that. I know it's tough to hear, ladies, I'm sorry, but I mean, I guess you can't generalize and call every woman a slut, but I mean, the history of sluts is awesome. I mean, just think of all the sluts that have gotten like killed, that have changed the tides of history, that have caused innocent people to die. I mean, you could take a biblical reference. I mean, the queen wanted John the Baptist's head on the thing. I bet you that queen was a fucking slut whore. I bet you absolutely, by all means, she was a slut, and that's why she became queen. Bathsheba was a slut. I mean, fucking Pamela Anderson was a slut. I bet you back in the day, Queen Elizabeth was a slut, too, when she was still young and fresh, and she was walking around with a fucked up English chief. I bet she was a fucking slut. But girls, Hans is right. There are a lot, there's something going on with a lot of you females out there, and it's, I don't know what it is. Maybe your vaginas are getting too stimulated by the hormones in the chicken that you're eating, or maybe it's that wonderful vegan thing that a lot of these females are on kicks on. Maybe it's fucking Starbucks. Maybe Starbucks has a fucking certain thing in it that stimulates a female's clitoris and causes them to be a fucking slut. But girls are getting sluttier and sluttier, and I don't even know why. I mean, if I go out, I won't mind seeing a chick that's pretty decent looking, showing a little bit of skin, maybe a little bit of cleavage, but, you know, still dressed casually, you know. And then you go to the bar to get a fucking pitcher of green beer, and you have a nasty-ass saggy pair of double D sitting next to you. That bitch has a muffin top and her fucking skirt's too low, and you can see that her fucking ass has little fucking, like, shake dimples in it or something like that. It looks like, you know, it almost looks like it's something that opens up like a garage door for her to fucking take a shit. Sluts are nasty. You know, I'm not going to lie, when I was a young guy, I banged some sluts. Just sometimes you just needed to throw your rock down a hole and just hope you hit something. And at the end of the day, because, you know, sometimes you just need a hole to fuck, I guess. Maybe that can be a fucking excuse why you're in prison. You just need a hole to fuck, but a hole to fuck definitely beats jacking it off. So, I mean, jacking it on.
That's
I mean, jacking it on. So, a history of sluts, though. I mean, there's a lot of fucking sluts out there. I bet you Michelle Obama was a slut. Look at her. She thinks she's all fashionable. You know, and it's, you know, and I'm not going to lie. And I mean, even, you know, women nowadays, it's like, Hans, how do women get you to get into a relationship? With sex. They use the fucking promise of vagina. And you know what happens when you get in that relationship? They cut that vagina off. It's like, we're sluts for a purpose. And that's the thing, I think, maybe that's a general statement we can make. All women are sluts, but only some of them use it for a purpose. Or some are just fucking skank bitches. So that could be a fucking toss-up right there. And a little bit of toss-up. I mean, sluts are fun, I guess. I don't know, fucking know. I don't know nothing about sluts, but we'll jump into the know-nothing rant here. We have a few minutes left on the show. We'll bang out the know-nothing rant. We will get Ninja to call in, and he can give us the rodeo roundup. It's always fun hearing from him. You know who else I miss? I miss Roberto. I hope he's having a good time up where he's at. You know, I hope the Home Depots are kind to him up there. I hope, you know, Frederick's enjoying his cross-country trip. He's got off crack, You know, I've heard he's doing good. He's actually going to the gym, taking care of himself now a little bit better, because he was looking kind of wasted away. I mean, Frederick's a tall guy, and, I mean, just to see a guy wasted away like that, it's kind of scary. That crack fucking kills you fast, but I'm glad he's doing it. You know, he apparently he sucked enough dick to get some tickets to the Lakers game, and he made sure to call us about it. He always informs us when Nate Dogg dies. So I miss Frederick, too. I hope everything's going good in those guys' lives, but we will have the Ninja on later. Callers, if you want to jump in, 310-634-1952. Unfortunately, it's back to the Andrew Huntington show right now, so if anyone wants to call in, I would love to hear someone else's voice besides mine, because I can only think of so many things to say in a couple minutes. So we'll jump into the Know Nothing rant, I guess, and I'm going to go ahead and start with something I know nothing about that I need to rant about. So we sat around today, thought of a couple things, and this popped out. And that's yeast infections. So I don't fucking know anything about a yeast infection. I know that girls get it and their fucking tacos get creamier. They can't have sex because that's not good for them, and they have to inject shit up their twats. As far as I know, that doesn't sound like a good time. Like, if I had a dick period and I could get a dick yeast infection, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be pissed, I'd be bummed out, and I would not want to fucking have to take Monistat 7 for a whole entire week. But, yeah, yeast infections are definitely something that I know nothing about. I mean, yeah, they absolutely are there, darling. It's really hot. And yeast infections are not hot, though. And, yeah, I know nothing about fucking yeast infections. They just are something that I've heard that's not good. It looks like sour cream in vagina. I don't want to see any sour cream in vagina. You know, preferably I like to see it nice and clean, something that's going to be something enjoyable to have sex with. Not like I'm diving fucking headfirst into a fucking taco supreme. So definitely, I know nothing about yeast infections, girls. I'm sorry that your vaginas are gaping holes and that kind of shit happens. I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe you could start lining your panties with hydrogen peroxide pads. I don't know, but then that might sting. I don't know how that's, you know, adverse effects on the vagina. It's definitely something to take into consideration. Something else I know nothing about is being a dentist. That was something that someone called and said, I just threw it out there, being a dentist. I have no fascination with having my fingers in anyone's mouth. My penis in someone's mouth is kind of often, preferably a super hot chick that I love, but, you know, being a dentist just seems like you have to have something wrong with you, I think. You have to kind of be a sadist in a sense, because, you know, people are watching you put these fucking tools in their mouth, and I'm pretty sure everyone out there has bit their tongue at one point, or like their cheek while they're eating, and it's not fucking comfortable. Pulling tooth, you get a toothache, it's not fun. Your mouth is a very sensitive area. And then you're busting out this pneumatic fucking drill, putting it in my mouth, and you're going to drill some shit out of there. I understand why people are afraid of the dentist, because I cannot do that. I'm not a sadist. I wouldn't want to sit there and torture somebody, scare them half to death, and watch children cry every time they came in there. And then to be a cocksucker, I'd give them a sugar-free lollipop afterwards. Like, oh, thanks for coming. I know this is candy, but I'm going to give it to you anyway just because I'm the dentist. And if I give you cavities, you come back, and then I can torture you some more. So I have no idea what to do about that. Something else was we had from a female listener. Go ahead and call. We'd like to figure it up here real quick. But a female actually asked us if we knew anything about cake mix. And, I mean, I don't know anything about cake mix, but she specifically asked, like, what's better to make brownies and cakes with? Is it Betty Crocker or is it Duncan Hines? And I don't know. I don't fucking know. I really don't know. I mean, cake mix is nice and simple. You throw some eggs and some oil in there, mix it up, and you have cake or brownies in an hour or two. I guess it doesn't really give a shit. I guess I prefer homemade. But I don't know anything about cake mix. I just know that it's a bunch of powdery shit that's full of fucking sugar. You eat them when you're really stoned. They taste wonderful. You can heat them up in the microwave after they're all done. But actual cake mix, I know fucking nothing about. Nothing at all. And our last know-nothing rant. I really don't know anything about this. I know of this. Obviously, I know of this because I am a man, but I don't know specifically the experience of this subject, and that's public masturbation. I don't see a point. I mean, some people actually get off by fucking going outside, having a group of people look at them because they're naked and then they jerk off. People go to swing clubs and they want to sit there and beat their cocks off in front of people. And it's like, hey, you know, guy, I'm over here trying to score some fucking poontang thing, and you're standing here with your cock in my with your cock in your fucking hand. Why are you doing this? I have no idea why you're fucking publicly masturbating right now. It's difficult. It makes shit tough. And I can never understand what's going on. But we have a couple minutes left in the show. I'm going to go ahead and play you an old skit here real fast. Once that skit's done, we will hopefully be able to get Hans back out here to keep this going. But let's see. Just because everyone likes that kind of stuff, we will keep some shit going. We have, let's see, what points do we have here? Here we go. We'll go ahead and play this skit for you guys while I drag Hans out of daddy daycare.
Lonely? Bored? Tired of trying to find chicks at the club? Well, the Connect brings all the fun of the after parties without the risk of disease or pregnancy. Let's take a look inside the sex box Connect. Inside Deep Throat.
All right, let's see if this thing works.
Please step forward. Your tiny manhood is too small. From that distance. Who are you kidding? You're not John Holmes.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you. You're now ready to play. Please select easy for Jenna Jameson, or hard for Tito Ortiz. You may also select the tutorial. Okay, and Suzanne Summers. Please step into the circle. Thanks. Your cock and hands are the controllers for this game. Let's try an easy one first. Left hand on your cock and stroke. 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 Not too fast, you don't want to blow your load so quick. There, you're not bad for your first time.
Wow, this thing really works.
Now let's try an advanced move. Stick your thumb up your ass and jerk off. This is the move for anal. Anytime you are instructed to do anal, you must perform this move. You will also get more points for speed and accuracy. This move is called the seesaw.
Wow, look at me. Woo! I'm doing it on the screen.
Okay, now let's move on to the finishing move. Here you will blow your load. You can shoot it virtually anywhere. Now you try. Good. Faster. Almost there. Perfect, you're ready for the big show. You stud. Who will you take on?
I'm going for Jenna. I'll do with Tito later.
Okay, let's begin. Round one. Let's work on your foreplay. Group of dots, not bad. Come on, you can do better. Bend over and stick your tongue over the sensor. Group of dots, okay, yeah, I like that big boy.
Oh, hell yeah. This is so real. In the game.
Round two. Oral. Stand up and point it at my face. Talk dirty to me.
Oh, okay. You like that, you little whore, huh? You like that? Bitch, suck that shit.
You're so big. I can't believe it.
Slow down, you don't want to blow your load so quick. You're in danger.
Nice move for round three. Select a position. Doggy style selected.
Yeah, you like that shit, bitch? Yeah. Take that, I'm a man, dealing shit.
Slow down, you cockwagon. This isn't a race. You will never get to Tito without floppy cock. Come on, spank me. Spit on me. Spit on me. Pull my hair. Now anal.
Yeah, you like that shit, huh? You like that? Yeah, you like to be spanked, huh, bitch?
New house color.
Evan, what the fuck are you doing in there? Are you fucking masturbating? What the heck? Mom, get the fuck out of here. I'm playing my new game, Connect Deep Throat. Get out of here, Mom. Well, don't masturbate so close to the TV. You'll surely go blind.
And with that, we're back right now, live on the air at the Reflective Aesthetic, and I do see that we have, right now, live in the queue, we have the Ninja calling in. Let's bring him live on the air right now. Ninja, you're on the air. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good evening, everybody.
It's a solo project, so I'll say hello on behalf of Hans there, but yeah, We're doing good. Just, you know, a little fun trouble going on tonight. You know how it normally is.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you're here because I do have a bone to pick with you right now.
Oh, no.
It's too personal. If this is the only time I ever want to hear Sam Kinison and Dane Cook's name in the same sentence,
I want to hear
that you had a dream that Sam Kinison came back to life and beat Dane Cook to death with a mic stand.
I would fucking love to see that.
Dane Cook is about as funny as seeing... I laugh as much watching him as I see AIDS babies dying. I mean, it is not... He's not funny. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I have a problem selling out a, 30-person room, let alone, he sells out Madison Square Garden. But no one is a fan of comedy. There's, you can't be. You can't be a fan of comedy and go see Dane Cook and expect to laugh.
Oh, no, and if you do laugh, then there's actually something seriously wrong with you, and you probably should see professional help, because Dane Cook, he's a piece of shit. I really agree.
Yeah,
he is a piece of shit. I would rather watch fucking the Comedy Central Presents Joe Coy. I'd rather listen to that guy on Comedy Central, completely edited. Or
yeah.
I'd rather listen to Richard Pryor completely edited in church than go to a fucking Dane Cook show.
I can't stand him. I can't stand hokey hacky comedy. It's like you said. It's a mess. There's nothing funny about him at all. I didn't catch a lot of the show, Andrew. I had some technical difficulties. I don't know if it was Blog Talk or if it was my own feed.
It was probably Blog. They always do some bullshit.
Hey, I have something to say though. I've been a fan of fucking Casino and Goodfellas and all that, but I mean, listening, was that really Joe Pesci rapping?
Yeah, it was. It really was Joe Pesci rapping.
When I heard that, I was hoping that some sickle cell fucking crack fucking, fucking Crip came out of the fucking crowd and fucking chewed through his throat. I fucking hated it.
Yeah,
I was hoping that I would hear him gurgling on his own fucking throat. He's really battle rapping?
No, he was just gangster rapping on that one. He sounded like a battle rapper, though. If you type it in on, go type it on YouTube, Joe Pesci rap, and you'll see him rap.
Oh,
he'll rap.
Gosh.
Whole video. And he maxed on bitches the whole time.
That is retarded. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it at all.
You need to hear the Macho Man Randy Savage song in entirety.
Yeah, you need to hear Randy.
Yeah, you need to hear Randy Savage.
And what about I'm not a fan of Jersey Shore at all either. I don't know if you guys, I've never watched it. I kind of refuse to watch it.
I refuse
to. Yeah, I'm not going to watch Jersey Shore.
It would be kind of cool though if an AIDS victim broke into the house and brutally raped everyone, and then they all got AIDS, but they slowly were dying. Like every season they were dying of AIDS. Like they're like, oh, let's go to the club, and they have walkers and shit. I would go onto the set with whooping cough, right before they were going to die, and just start walking around breathing on everyone just to polish them off. That show's ridiculous.
I agree with you, but I will only watch that episode of Jersey Shore if Casper from Kids comes there and whispers to the situation. Just be Casper.
It's Casper, baby. It's Casper, baby.
Let me see your six-pack, bitch. It's Casper.
Oh,
butterscotch,
man.
Yo.
Yay.
All right, let's see. What are we talking about tonight? We got I got the sickle cell crackhead. Well, I guess as far as the sluts go, I mean, I don't really have much of a choice. I mean, the way I've fucking turned my body into a disaster over the years of fucking drugs and alcohol and fucking everything else I've done, I either have to have a slut or a callous palm. Those are my two options at the end of the night. And I don't drink anymore, so I don't even have the illusion that I'm going home with someone. I mean, at least before I had the illusion that the girl I was taking home was worth something. You know what I mean? And now I see him, and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm not taking you anywhere. Get the fuck out of my car. The fuck? I'm not taking you anywhere.
Yeah,
That is true. That's... Alcohol will give you a nice delusion, won't it?
Remember me? No, I don't. Get the fuck out of my car.
Who had sex with you? Not me.
Not me. I would like to see you know those charts that they have of the paleo people, like how it starts from like fucking a bacteria and then it grows into like a hunched over coon and then like a and then it grows into like a normal the human a little bit. I want to see one of those charts with the sluts, like have like the sluts of the fucking 17th century and then move them up to the sluts now. Like a little chart of them, you know? I think that'd be pretty funny. Like the muffs, because they would have like different muffs. Like some with that big ass hairy one. Now they're like growing mohawk muffs and all kinds of shit now.
That is true.
Spike muffs.
Like Paris Hilton at the top of the food chain.
Yeah. That's
that
great.
Is true. We would outnumber
and them. Then, just speaking of sluts, like you say Paris Hilton, I just want to. Dude, you remember. When Paris Hilton did that cooch shot, and then didn't Britney Spears tried to do it? She had those big old nasty meat curtains. She opened her legs, and the reporters were dropping their cameras and shit. It was so disgusting. She said, I'm going to be like Paris Hilton. And she tried to do the push shot.
Yeah, I do remember that. It looked like there was a
leak
down
there. And it was all nasty.
It looked like
she dropped her pastrami sandwich between her legs on her way to the... She dropped her pastrami sandwich and then got out of the limo.
Yeah, it looks like a couple guys did a track meet in there. She got ran through like a track meet.
We call it kissing the refrigerator.
It's like a sleeve. Oh, it keeps it nice and cold.
That's what she keeps her open-faced sandwiches at.
I love it. Did you call Jesus an asshole?
Did I hear you right? I did not. I called him none of them. I'm not commenting on any of that because I don't agree with it. Hans doesn't
Holy
agree
shit.
With that.
I think I'm with you on that one, Hans.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with it. I just couldn't do it. Hitler and all them, yeah. But I just couldn't agree with that.
Yeah.
Both.
You know, I don't know, too. I mean... I think it's the Dewey Decimal System was a good. See, I missed the latter portion of the show, like, because of technical difficulties. But you're talking about the Dewey Decimal System. I have a 13-year-old sister, and like when I mention things, like I can't think of anything offhand, but she's like, "What's that?" You know, and I'm like, you know, like, oh, I brought up the paper bag book covers. Remember those? We used to make the book covers out of paper bags.
I remember that. Yes.
Now they're digital books. Like, she just goes online and, like, downloads her book, and it's like, you know, I'm like, dude, we used to have Stater Brothers book cover bags on ours. Our books, big old clunky
things. You had to pay for the special ones from, like, Trapper Keeper if you wanted, like, a fucking Ferrari on your book or something, but most of the time it was, like, fucking Family Dollar on the fucking front of your book, and you're like, this is awesome. I'm glad I have Family Dollar rules right now.
That's hilarious, yeah. You know, and they don't appreciate... Like, you know, it's a good point. I mean, everyone brings it up, and it's always a topic on talk shows is, like, the kids, the laziness with the video games. Like, you don't go out and do nothing. Like, I used to come home and immediately go play football. I was always, you know, I got fat because I was a fucking drug addict and alcoholic, but I was always in good shape playing, and you always are out doing something. Now, you only go outside to get the Netflix out of the mailbox, and if you're not screaming at your mom to go do it or something.
That's true. Kids today in America, I don't even know. It's like, I understand that, like, you know, some shit's cool. Like, Xbox 360 is awesome. I like the fact that I can play a game with any random person I want to. What really fucking drives me nuts are these kids that sit there on fucking Black Ops and play it for fucking 10 hours straight. Don't you have any fucking, you know, it's like, I remember when I was young, there was this really cool
game
called...
And they don't work. They don't work either. If they did it after work would be one thing, you know, but they sit there... I can't find a job. Well, you can't find a fucking job because there's not classified ads on the fucking credits of Black Ops.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. You know? Look, I'm a three-tier general in Black Ops. I'm here to apply for the Army. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to be a fucking PFC, fucking Sergeant Ryan over here. I prestiged twice. You know how bad I am? No. These kids sit there and You know, Ninja, there was these cool thing. There was this cool thing when we were younger called getting pussy. Unless the Xbox has a fucking fleshlight attached to it, you are not going to get laid playing fucking video games. I'm sorry. I love video games. It's something I like to do in my spare time. But I'm not going to spend a fucking 10-hour session jerking off on Black Ops, getting all fucking stoked because I'm sitting there sniping people from fucking a hiding spot on the screen. Like, oh, I'm so fucking tight. No, fuck you. You have no life. You have no life. You can't even masturbate because you're so obsessed with fucking video games.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be leaning on the wall at the club holding a fucking Budweiser going, yeah, I'm a 3-star general in Black Ops. You know what I mean? Like, trying to get the, you know, I don't see that, like, paying off anywhere. You know what I mean?
It would work at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but it would be another dude he was saying it to, too. He'd be trying to blow a dude and not get any pussy either.
You know, sometimes that's what I wonder. It's like, if these guys are so fucking stoked on video games, how can they not be stoked on pussy? Pussy's the greatest thing in the world, right? That is the best thing going around this world right now. I do not care. There is no drug. There is no drink. There is nothing that compares to pussy. And these kids are fucking putting video games in front of pussy. Your dick is your best fucking friend. He's going to get you through sex times. He can get you through the lean times. He fucking seals the deal for you when you whip it out to fucking chicks. That's your best friend. And you know what you're doing? You're putting your best friend outside in the cold. He's sitting there.
Yeah.
He's starving to death. You're just in there all warm, playing fucking Black Ops, all nice and toasty, but you know what your dick's doing? It's dying. It's dying on the inside.
Yeah, you can't get no clap. You're never going to get clap or a good case of herpes to play in no video games. You know, and there's nothing like, you ain't lived until you've battled with genital warts and herpes at the same time.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't. You can never say you've lived life until you've had a fucking VD. You have to catch it. Once it gets just once, you know what you can say? I've lived life. Because I finally banged. I learned my lesson about banging flush. I'm going to have to step it up and go to the Applebee's over by fucking Spring Valley Lake instead of fucking the one over there by fucking the studio. Because that's where I got that shit from. You know? Fuck that nonsense.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, that's part of it. You got to step it up and on. I like that.
But I mean, look at the way, I mean, while we're on the discussion of children in video games, I mean, why do you think girls are becoming sluts? I hate when I go fucking somewhere and I see girls dressed like they're fucking 21. And they're like 13.
Yeah.
I want to go
elementary
spit on
school.
Yeah, I really wish I could, spit on a kid. I'm putting that out there. That's live in the air. Everybody, if you're listening right now, if you're listening live, if you're listening on the archives, if you have a kid that dresses like a slut and you bring her over here to the Space 19, I'm going to spit on her. Spit on her right in her face and then I might urinate on you. I'm just throwing that out there.
That would be, I would love that. I've been driving, because I live by an elementary school, and I've seen kids walking down the street, and I could not, I would bet money that they weren't, you know, that they were, if I would have seen them not in front of elementary school, they're 25 years old, you know?
That's what
I'm saying. Ninja, I actually have a quick question. Living that close to school, isn't that a violation of your parole?
It is, but no, I don't have, it's not my actual physical address. I'm ducking it out.
So I was saying, you know what? That's a product of cougars. You know what happens when you have a whole bunch of moms in their 40s who just want to bang guys all day? You have moms that take their kids who are 10 years old to school. They don't care what they're dressed like. Because guess what? Mommy's going to go get dicked by the fucking 19-year-old right sitting outside of high school. After I drop you off at a middle school, I'm going to the high school. And then you guys can do homework together. And then I'm going to bang them. That's what happens.
Or they're in there fucking their friends. They're like, hey, make sure Thomas comes over today because I want to blow him. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, now, you may have had cougars back in the day, but I don't remember them like now. I mean, you might have had maybe, you know, women in their 40s discreetly say something like, oh, wow, you know, you're pretty handsome and blah, 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 and this and that. They might try to pick up on guys, but not just blatantly come out and say, you're hot. You want to bang a cougar? Like, no, what the fuck? Come on, ladies. Jeez. The evolution of life is to the next level. Granny trannies. Woohoo! Fucking A.
Well, that goes to the VD thing, too, because next thing you know, these girls are going to be like, hey, Mom, Freddie said you gave him the clap. You know what I mean? They're going to be passing it around the school. I don't know what it means, but supposedly his fucking dick's on fire every time he pisses.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time he's pissing on me, he winces.
Why is this pissing on me?
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what happens. Cougars ruined that. Like,
You don't think they're going to take that good care of their daughters, are you, when they're worried about banging fucking men all day and they're on Cougars.com and Faith Harmony and FuckMeFaith.com or whatever.
Yeah. FuckMyCougarFaith.com, you know.
FuckMyWrinkleTwat.com. It needs young cock. WrinkleTwat loves young cock. It revitalizes it. Sperm's like a fountain of youth, apparently, for cougars. That's what it is. I'm going to convince every fucking cougar I see that's hot that my dick is the fountain of youth. You know what you need to do? You need a drink of this water, baby. You need a drink from this.
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
When you're pissing on the parents, this just popped in my head. When you're pissing on the parents, are you going to have someone hold them? Or are you going to, like, sneak up on them and piss on them? Are you going to come around the corner and piss on them? Or are you going to have someone hold them?
I was thinking that I would much rather have someone hold them because I want them to see it coming. I'm not one of those people. I don't want to sneak up on somebody and not let them see it coming. I want you to see
it. Because you might not fully get a piss on them, too.
I will cut off midstream, and I will chase them down, and I will tackle them, and if I have to fucking wet my shorts on their head, I will piss on them. Completely. All over them.
I love it.
What I really hate is when I see, like, 11- and 12-year-olds telling their moms and dads to shut up. It's like, you don't do that. You don't do that. You're
my little sister does that.
No, dude, well, first of all, the problem lies with the parent, because if I had kids and my kid ever told me to shut up, you know what?
Yeah.
My kid's probably going to fucking catch the fucking hard end of a backhand of the head and be like, what
yeah.
did you just say? You know?
Exactly.
Is that fine? I'm not beating my child by no means. It's either that or I fucking take him home and I make him do 1,000 chores and I take away his life. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, increase punishment and take away good. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Kids today have no fucking respect. They have no manners. You know, I understand that, you know, people used to tell us when we were kids, you guys think you know everything, you think you're invincible. And, yeah, you know, when I was fucking ages 12 to 17, I thought I had the world figured out. And then, you know what I did? I realized that I didn't even fucking figure anything out yet at all.
Yeah.
And these kids are fucking, you know, and they have Facebook. You know, when you have kids and they have all this Facebook shit, you know, they sit there, they talk fights, you know, there's a lot more cyberbullying going on. It's a lot easier to say, you know, oh, hey, Susie's a slut, and everyone on Facebook knows. Even people that don't fucking live in that same city or state, or even know Susie personally, know because this fucking person blasted on Facebook, hey, Susie's a slut, she blew Johnny and fucking home ec.
Well, you know what, too, as far as the sexual thing's a big thing, the bullying, and then the drugs and alcohol, I mean, you know personally, me, you, Hans, know personally of the younger, because, I mean, I didn't start doing dope until I was, like, 17 or 18, and most people didn't then until they were about 8. There was a few variations of some 13, 14-year-olds, but we know, you know, from our personal experience, people we know now that are young doing drugs and drinking, and it's crazy. I mean, if it keeps going like this, there's going to be, like, 7-year-olds having meth labs in, like, the fucking bathroom in third grade, you know what I mean, or whatever it may be. Like, it just seems like it's regressing back. Like, drugs are starting earlier. It's cooler to do a line of coke when you're 12 now. You know, it seems like it's going down a spiral. Drugs, sex, all that shit.
You know, when I was a kid, the first two things I ever got introduced to were pot and alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's all I ever had a fucking temptation to do. I mean, until I got a little older when I was 18, you know, I'm kind of thinking like, oh, people are like, you know, try some coke, try it. I'm like, you know, and they're like, dude, you've done drugs before, right? And I was like, yeah, I've smoked pot. They're like, fucking do it. This is nothing. And that's what I realized the problem with pot is people fucking call that drugs, and then you do shit like cocaine and speed and meth. And
well, I'm talking dope. I'm talking heroin and coke and speed and shit.
Oh,
like, it's happening at like 12. I mean, I know personally, like 13, 14-year-olds that I've talked to through other people that are doing dope and like, oh, they're like, oh, yeah, they're like 17 now. They're like, I started doing lines when I was 12, you know, and it's like, that was unheard of. When I was 12, I mean, I wasn't even a thought in my head. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah, no, you're a completely impulse-driven individual at 12 years old. You didn't have that wonderful prefrontal cortex slowing down and checking those impulses for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what scares me. I mean, all of it it accumulates together. Dressing slutty, no respect. You know, there's these kids get fucking spoon-fed bullshit on MTV about getting pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
What are we telling America? What are we telling the children of this country to do? You know, I remember when I was a kid, you would never see shit like that you see today on TV at all. The racist thing you saw in, when I was even, I'll even go decades back. I will go fucking 12 years ago. The most racist thing you were going to see on TV was Stone Cold Steve Austin giving the middle finger and saying the word ass.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's fucking
everywhere. Yeah, it wasn't. It's crazy some of the stuff you see now. I mean, there was no sexuality, and like I could say almost zero, like maybe 1%, but it was almost zero sexuality on any TV shows. I mean, maybe Married with Children a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
that started busting through the scenes a little. But that was like as far as it went.
Oh yeah, no, that's a whole other conversation unto itself, but. Ninja, we just got a couple minutes left here, so you got any fuck-offs for us this week?
No. I'm just going to say fuck-off to Slut Mom Cougars. How's that sound? Because I think Hans is on the right track there.
I agree. You know, they definitely deserve a fuck-off, and I think, you know, my fuck-off this week is going to go towards people who can't mind their business. I'm sure I've said fuck off to this before, but, you know, I cannot stand when I'm trying to do something and I'm having a conversation with the guy at AutoZone, the clerk at fucking Ralph's, or the guy at fucking Jack in the Box to make sure he doesn't fuck up my simple order. When people butt into my fucking business,
yeah.
I really just want to turn around and fucking kick them. I really do. I would love, if I had a sword, I'd cut people in half. It's ridiculous.
We went through that with the Mormons last week. Yeah. I think the swords and cutting people in half is awesome. Or cutting off at the knees. I like the knees. The one is great.
Oh, no. I just fuck off the people who cannot mind their business. I cannot stand. It's like, you know, anywhere you go. It's like you go to the store, right? Let's just say you're out and, you know, you're out with your kids. You know what? This is a fucking 2-year-old. You know what's going to happen? They're going to make noise. They're going to make some fucking noise. I apologize that I'm ruining your fucking wonderful dining experience at the fucking Olive Garden. But you know what? Your Olive Garden will taste just as fucking good with my kids crying as they would. So stop paying a fucking attention, mind your business, and shut the fuck up. I hate nosy neighbors when people just fucking stroll in. Like, let's just say you're chilling, having a good time, drinking some beer, and you have your fucking garage door open. And then people just stroll up like it's fucking a welcome area. There was a kid in my block living in Vegas. He would ride his bike into my garage and sit there and talk to me while I was trying to smoke a cigarette. And I'm like, I'm like, you're 11 years old. Why are you in my garage trying to hold a conversation with me, first of all?
Yeah.
Second of all, just get the fuck out of here. Mind your business and get out of here.
His bike and told him to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, I was thinking about ghost riding that motherfucker right down the street. All the way down the street. Hans, what do you got for a fuck off this week?
I got a good fuck off. How about fuck off to people who grew up with shitty family values and continue to install shitty family values through their own entire life? I say fuck off to them. And you know what? Sometimes you have to take actions for your own responsibilities. Stop being a cocksucker. And, you know, let's not fucking hit or beat up our women, especially when they're carrying our child. Fuck off to that shit.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Rock
Ninja, thank you for calling in, brother. Thank you for fucking helping us give someone the talk to
you
at the end. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And everyone else out there, we saw some listeners in the queue next week. If you guys want to hop on, remember, just press 1. We're not real pricks. We're not going to talk a whole bunch of shit to you or anything. But, I mean, if you decide to call us cocksuckers, I mean, we'd just be prepared for, you know, a nice narcissistic retribution on ourselves. But, next week, we'll come strong. We had some other skits worked up. We just couldn't get them recorded in time. So we'll be busting out some new skits next week. We'll have another Ninja Rodeo roundup. Maybe we can get over to Berta. Maybe Frederick can drop by. We haven't seen Ace in a while. Maybe we can get Ace in here. And maybe knows. Maybe we can get the whole crew. We can have a little fun, get to Punk Live on air, and just make it a fucking ruckus.
The Feeling Junkie was supposed to be coming in to talk this week, but I think he's going to be in next week.
Awesome. Well, he's more than welcome. He can talk to us, that's for sure.
All right, guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Absolutely. Ninja, you too. Have a good night. Everybody, have a great night out there. We'll see you next week at 10:30.